Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car. God created the aluminum can for the convenience of the modern man. If you don't believe me, look it up.
Episode 19 of the Louisville Beer Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. John Wirth.
I'm John King.
And over there is our off-color commentator who does not introduce himself, Mr. Scott Likens.
I get paid too much to introduce myself.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so that's why I'm the star of the show.
You are. You kind of are.
We are rolling. We are high rollers.
We are.
We are.
So with us today, we've got Mr. Jeff Rice in Lexington. He's putting on the craft writing Beer, the Digital and Craft Culture on the UK campus on February 15th. What's up, Jeff?
Howdy. Good to be here.
Jeff is speaking with us from Lexington via Skype, the magic of the internet. And so hopefully we can hear each other and we all sound good. And
your web TV's coming in great, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Right
now. Did you get the upgrade to web TV? So I guess first, let's run through this crazy thing.
It's the beer calendar.
Yeah.
It's kind of grown on me.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's a good stinger.
I never get tired of that. I forget about it all week, and then I come in here on Sunday, and I'm like, all right.
Is that the same thing like bathing? You forget about it all week?
Until Sunday. I haven't taken a shower today. I'll just be honest with you.
It's all right.
It's Sunday.
Did you guys get out to the blackout at River City Draft House?
I went.
That was Friday night.
I went Friday about 5:30, and it was slammed wall to wall people.
Yeah,
I blacked out on my couch.
I'm sure
they had a ton of good beer, and I think as of yesterday, it was still all on.
Yeah.
So
apparently, they have some Bo and Luke bottles too.
They have some Bo and Luke bottles.
I mean, not for purchasing to walk out with,
just to look at,
drink on location.
Yeah, I saw someone having one. They have 70K from Against the Grain. They also have Founders Russian Imperial Stout, which is brand new on the market right now. Well, the release is new.
Did you have some of them?
Yes, I did. It was very roasty and good. So it was good. He was slammed, and they were slammed when we drove by. So I went to that event, and then he had a couple other events during the week, but I wasn't able to go to them. So.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Awesome. Sounded like a good lineup. I'm sure they've still got a lot of porters and stouts.
Yeah, and he's been sitting on a lot of, not literally sitting.
Yeah, he said he's had some in there for like a year.
And he's just kind of just been kind of waiting for the right event for them to happen. So
sure.
And he's like, you know, screw it, we'll do it.
And that's going to be an annual thing.
Yeah, so, but yeah. I think he's just going to let people know a couple days beforehand. You know, like we talked
kind of like it. This the censored ale at NABC.
Oh yeah,
that's a good segue,
when
right?
When is that?
Tuesday.
This coming
the
Tuesday.
The event just came out on Facebook today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Censored ale. With all those words, I'm going to be honest. I read the thing and said it was secret. I think it's a joke. Knowing Roger, I think it's a joke to make fun of beer geeks about loving this beer. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be sleeping outside on the sidewalk over
we
there.
Should.
Over
we
there.
Should.
Let's
we should
oh, my out. God. We should camp
Holy
out
shit.
Over there
yes.
for that.
We should.
Like spend the night over there on the sidewalk
like
in New Albany.
Like waiting for the release of the new iPhone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be badass.
Yeah.
Bring your sleeping bags.
We'll work it in shifts. I'll take the first 8 hours.
So that is Tuesday, January 14th at 5 p.m. at both NABC locations,
and we don't
the
know
river.
If it's bottled. We don't know.
We
if
don't
it's
know
draft.
Anything.
We don't know if it's even real.
We don't. David Pierce was very elusive when we
it's
were texting
like,
earlier.
It's like a Yeti over there. We
it
don't
is.
Know if
it
it's
is.
Real or not.
Right.
No.
Don't we have a guy that works over there? You know, some contributor from LouisvilleBeer.com
yes.
that we could
He's
pull in and threaten his position here with
maybe.
The company. If
maybe,
yeah. That's Jeff, did you? What were you saying?
Oh, just a red Yeti.
Oh, yeah, we were making a joke about Red Yeti and having...
What do you know about Red Yeti, Jeff?
Probably less than you know.
I don't know about that.
There you go.
Yeah,
We've been trying to get a hold of those guys for a long time, and they're elusive.
Yeah. Just like Bigfoot. I read something in the Leo about it, but, you know, yeah.
Speaking
I don't know.
Of Leo, thank you, Kevin, for giving LouisvilleBeer.com yep. yep. the
thanks
shout
for,
out.
Thanks for the shout out, dude.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Hell we yeah. do appreciate
we,
it.
We need that bump, don't we?
We do.
Bump, bump, bump. All right, what's
bump
next?
It up. Disco so, yeah, bump.
Back to the Censored Ale release. David Pierce called this on Facebook the most exciting thing to happen around
since
this
he got a new juicer.
I just can't spill any details. And I tried to get a sample for tonight, but no dice. He told me that the beer is on lockdown.
Oh, fuck, dude. He are they? Those words. Do they have it in the walk-in over at Fort Knox?
Yeah, I believe so, with all the Bowen Luke that's over there. We've also got the Country Boy Tap Takeover at Commonwealth Tap in Norton Commons.
Never has anybody been there place. Before? John, no. I'm sure John King, being the young hip, cool guy that he thinks he is. Yeah. Have you been there before?
No, we need to make.
You don't
a trip
make it out to Norton Commons for real?
No, I didn't know where. The
We'd have to get a hotel, man. Prospect. If it's so far out there, I'm, yeah. you know, so way out there.
So on the LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle at Value Market, we've got Three Floyds Pride and Joy at $9.99 for a growler fill. Not a bad deal.
Not what a bad deal at all. Nothing. I was just gonna at, when we finished.
Oh,
this,
I heard you like.
I was.
Like you're about to talk. Okay.
I was.
Are they letting you fill growlers on there?
Hell
yeah!
Yeah.
It's Three Floyds.
Yeah, for like probably well over a year now.
Yeah, you can do
I'm
it at Value.
I'm telling everybody at Lexington, no growler fills.
Oh, for that particular beer, you mean?
For the beer, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. For Pride and Joy?
For anything.
Wow.
And, so, and also, right now, it's going on. Flanagan's released a Black Note from Bell's. Hey, thanks, Flanagan's, for letting all the beer geeks know that Black Note is on draft there.
Kind of a big deal.
Since I've not been busted, I haven't been eating lunch down there a couple of times a week like I normally do, so I could probably let Matt and me hand down there and let us know.
Flanagan's right now can kiss my ass for not letting me know about that. Or else
well, I'm sure it's still on, dude.
Because we would have canceled the podcast.
Yeah, we would have canceled.
We would have been Skyping in with Jeff.
Good, I could have stayed in my pajamas and hooded sweatshirt on my couch.
So, Mile Kentucky Homebrew, did you guys see that? They've got a new recipe kiosk that's gone in. So they don't really do kits like you can go in and say, I want to make a two-hearted clone, and here's the kit, but they'll put it together for you. You can actually now call ahead, and they'll put the kit together for you with all fresh, you know, freshly ground grains and fresh hops and all that good
awesome.
Stuff. So that's going on, too. What else? Golly, the Leo cover story you want to talk about?
January 28th, BBC Tap Room, Kentucky Guild of Brewers meet and greet. Meet all the brewers and rock stars of the Kentucky beer industry, and I think they're all going to have beer on at the tap room as well.
That's
so,
great.
5 o'clock, come out and meet.
Six o'clock.
Oh, was it?
Well,
I thought it was five o'clock.
5 o'clock's the meeting.
5 o'clock's the meeting. 6 o'clock's the thing. So,
all right, cool.
Louisville Beer will be there. And then also on that same day is when Deschutes has a bunch of different events, tap takeovers.
Yeah.
On.
They're everywhere.
They're
everywhere. Yeah.
So, if you.
So, check
you,
the LouisvilleBeer.com/calendar for details on all that.
Check it out.
So the Leo cover story.
I'm rapping, dude.
Yeah,
I've been
you're
working.
Like a
I've been
Beastie Boy. All
I've been.
Of a sudden.
I've been working on my mad rhymes
on your
all weekend.
Yeah.
Man.
You need to work on some of your dance moves.
I'm
too.
Getting a podcast.
Are you,
about it? Yeah.
A hip hop podcast.
Yeah,
I was invited to go out dancing last night, and I didn't go.
Probably a good idea.
Probably a really good idea.
Yeah. Why not?
Because
why?
Because I don't have if I'm not three sheets to the wind, I can't dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when is that not?
Yeah,
you didn't. They didn't have two beers there.
He's drank a beer. You're probably getting ready to pass out over there.
He's going to be dancing by the time this podcast is over.
All right, what's next?
Next up, you guys want to talk about the Leo cover story? I think it was kind of silly that it was like, "Is there room for more breweries? Let's go interview the newest brewery." There's no room for you.
I tell you what, let's save that.
Okay, sure.
Let's save that for our second topic because you don't get Leo, Jeff. But there was a big article in our...
It's the Alt Weekly here.
The Alt Weekly. Yeah. It was a big article of, is there any room for craft brewing
for
or
more
craft brewing? Breweries. And it was
in Louisville? That's the question?
And we have 7.
Wow, that's too much.
Yeah, population of 253,000.
But I didn't read... Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about
whatever.
It.
Whatever. So also on February 14th, Valentine's Day, the day before the craft beer writing event in Lexington, is Against the Grain is going to be re-releasing their first collaboration beer.
Bloody Show.
They did with McKellar. Yeah. McKellar. Is it McKellar or McKellar?
It's McKellar.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. I never know what's right.
Well, those people are uneducated.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Damn. It's come to that.
Wow.
So Bloody Show, it's a pilsner brewed with blood orange juice. Sounds kind of gross.
Blood. Well, bloody shows are.
Yeah, I know some people that could tell you about that. If you're out there listening, which you very well may be, you know what I'm talking about.
Bloody Show, as Sam will say, was the beer that put them on the map.
Yeah,
when they did the collab with DeMolin, they got a lot of recognition through like beer polls and other websites. Mm-hmm. So people are like, who's this against the grain?
Right.
And it's pretty good beer, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's been a while since it's been on.
And so Valentine's Day is a Friday.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Since your conference is, what, on the 15th? No. When's
the 15th.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it the 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I keep thinking it's another day.
Don't tell me you don't know what day Valentine's Day is,
no.
John King.
Come on. So since you have to do the conference, do you then have to take your wife out the night before? Oh, wait, no. We have all the events. Do you have to take her out like the 13th?
I guess we're one of the only people who don't do that. We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't really either.
We don't do any Valentine's.
It's kind
Day.
I wish I had
I had your wife.
Thing. Worth if you did that, you might score, dude. I'm just saying.
You're right.
Maybe stop by the Kroger and get a box of chocolates.
Maybe
and
get my
and a
suit
bouquet.
Dry cleaned. My Sorry. Rubber suit dry cleaned.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You get probably, the zipper cleaned.
I'm sure you're. That's happening anyway.
Right. Sorry, Betsy, we can't spend Valentine's Day together. I want to go stay in a hotel room with
John
a bunch of
King.
Kids.
It's gonna be awesome. And Crescent, there's always Crescent.
I don't see that happening, dude.
Oh, it's happening. So, man, the ATG thing, that's going to be awesome. Off the Hook. It's going to be a big party. More details
no
to come.
No one says Off the Hook anymore, John.
Do they
he
not?
Does.
Off the Chain.
We just lost 3 more podcasters.
Shit, so we're down to -3?
You know, if this shit wasn't too long already and people liked it.
These nuts you brought in here are pretty awesome.
Pretty tasty
stuff. I do love your nuts.
Sweet and spicy cashews made with Stone's Crime.
Thanks for letting me eat your nuts.
Absolutely.
Hey, I went through and I read almost all of those surveys that came to my
Good
inbox.
For you.
Yeah, Look and we you. Really need to watch the second grade humor in here. That's
we
all
do.
I'm saying.
It came clean up
it,
quite a bit.
Clean it up, guys.
Yeah.
Could you at least put the cap back on my beer in case I take
Lord.
It home? Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks.
It's good stuff.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. So what else have we got? That's the calendar right there. So now we've got Jeff Rice, who's
that's
been patiently waiting. And waiting and waiting in his basement next to the school bus toys. And the kids' toys down there. So, Jeff, what made you want to put this event together?
Well, I'm a professor of writing, and I have some funds to put together all kinds of stuff regarding writing and new media. But and I did it in another event last year. It was more for what we do for a living. But I'm also, like you guys, just beer nerd enthusiast. And what better way to bring together two things and to think about writing and beer.
Right.
And you just think about all these folks out there who are in the beer industry. I mean, there are the journalists and the trade magazines and all that, but then in addition, there are all these brewers who write.
Right.
And why not do something unique? And I don't know if this event, if a beer writing event has ever happened before. I think no. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anything like this where brewers have come together along with trade writers and journalists to talk about craft beer and new media and social media and writing and all of this in one day.
Right. It sounds
so
awesome.
It's just an opportunity. Yeah. And, you know, in Kentucky, right, it's booming right now with craft beer. So
but
this
is there
this
room
really
for more beer in Louisville is what I really want to know. Is anyone going to talk on that?
No, I'm kidding. No, we'll get to it. We'll get.
See, no, I'm.
I sense a little touchy on that subject.
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
So that's your connection to beer. You don't write. Do you write on Lex Beer Scene or anything like that?
I don't write on Lex Beer Scene, but I'm also writing a book about craft beer and social media called Craft Obsession.
Do you need someone to do illustrations for your book? I'm a very good artist.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's do it.
You need a bunch of like crudely drawn penises or anything like that? Because that's all I've seen of your illustration work.
Well, then you've never seen my portfolio.
Are you the one drawing penises in the country boy bathroom?
No, I've never done that. I've never done that before in my life.
Wow, there's a serial penis drawer running around Lexington.
Heard. That's what I heard from DH. Someone keeps drawing penises in the back.
It sounds like he just, that's a cover up to me.
Right. So
and when I offered to put the poster for the event in the bathroom, he said, well, don't do it. Someone's going to draw a penis on it.
Those are some great looking penises in there. We don't want you to cover them up.
Right. Yeah.
So Kevin Patterson, you know Kevin, I assume.
Yes.
So he's writing a new series on the Let's Beer Scene blog where he's taking the gloves off, and it's going to be like, you know, how he really feels about the craft beer scene. How do you feel about the craft beer scene in Lexington?
I think it's growing. I mean, I wish it was really nerdy and out there, but it's not really yet
it's nerdy there,
enough.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's good. There's a lot. Is there enough people here to make it a little bit nerdy, and so that if on Black Friday, people will line up to buy Goose Island Bourbon County Stout and things like that.
So it makes it
it's
proud.
It's better. I don't think we have the scene that you guys have where you're talking about all these takeovers and restaurants putting stuff on tap. We're inching in that direction, but there's still a lot of Bud and Bud Light on restaurant taps around town.
Yeah, it's way more cool to come to Lexington and hang out outside of going to a Kentucky game than it used to be. I'll say that.
Yeah,
at least there's some beer to drink. You know?
There's definitely more things to do and more places to drink some beer. You know, Arcadium, Lexington Beer Works, West 6, of course, which now you can get food at, Trap, Country Boy, Shenanigans even, and even some of the little places like County Club across from West 6 putting some stuff on. Get a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think the whole Arcadium thing is freaking brilliant, man.
It is.
To have arcade games and craft beer is just I've never been there. I would
never
love
heard
to
of
go.
This.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We need to take a
you been
trip.
Arcadium?
Arcadium.
Over on Limestone across from the donut place. The new Limestone donut.
Hold on, you had me at donuts.
I love
pinball there.
You got craft light donuts across the street, and then you got craft beer in the with video
I'm
games.
I'm going.
Yeah, man, they've got, I don't know, like, they've got, like, you know, old, I've just saw pictures, but it's like old school stuff, you know, Asteroids, Defender, Pac-Man, good shit.
Pac-Man. Nice. Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, awesome.
So you were talking about restaurants selling craft beer in Lexington. I mean, do the majority of the good, like, nice, gourmet restaurants
like O'Charlie's,
craft beer? Yeah,
where you take your wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Olive Garden.
A problem.
Yeah.
In so many places, right? You go to a restaurant, or our upscale, our high-end restaurants in Lexington.
Foodie restaurants.
Jonathan, Dudley, Azure, none of them have anything on
tap. That's really sad.
I think Azure they had some taps, and they took them out. I remember complaining, like, put some local stuff on, do a little more, and they took all their taps out. Now they have maybe some bottles of Founders or Bells, and that's about it.
Right.
So you can't really drink. It's like a lot in a lot of places. You know, you go to a restaurant paying good money, and there's nothing on tap. There's nothing in bottle.
Wow. That's crazy. So, I mean, even with the burgeoning beer scene there, they're not like, buy local.
But you would think Kentucky Proud's so big.
Yeah.
Where's all the local? But there are some places. I mean, there's that new Indianapolis brew. You heard of that?
Which you cut out a little bit.
Are you? Yeah, the hamburger place.
No.
Have you heard of this place?
No, I have not.
So they have one in Indianapolis, and they have one here in Lexington. It's kind of like fancy hamburger place, $8 or $10 hamburgers.
Right.
But they do have Country Boy on tap.
Nice.
And they do have Weston's on tap out of about maybe 16 taps. So that's pretty decent.
So I was at Saints last night for a trivia thing.
Out there dancing?
Work. Yeah, out there dancing. No, it was something for work, and it was a trivia thing. And the only good beer they had was West 6 Amber. That was it. Everything else was just shit.
Nothing
else? I mean, no. I was really amazed. No BBC, nothing local.
No New Albanian, no...
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with
West
6 Amber, but that's not
Sweetwater because it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, West 6 Amber is not my favorite West 6 beer by any means, but it's all I drank last night. It was kind of... It was good, but it was sad.
The other day they had their Key Lime Pie IPA.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Yeah, how was that?
It was brilliant. One of the Tyler Maine's beers. Brilliant beer. It was just totally key lime pie, graham cracker, vanilla.
That's awesome.
But they do 5 gallons of that, I think.
Speaking of Tyler, he came on kind of the beer scene with the news a couple weeks ago because a fellow that runs a blog called Don't Drink Beer, which is one of my favorite blogs.
That's funny.
He posted something about making fun of people who use Kickstarter, and then someone actually threw Tyler under the bus because he just did something for his upcoming trip to Belgium, pretty much asking for $2,500, and
really?
people were just ripping him to shreds. So
when I head down to Isle of Palms next September or October, I may go that route myself. I'm glad he did that. Good looking out, dude.
So did you donate to Tyler's cause, or what do you think about something like that?
I don't know, man. I think he's going to learn a lot on that trip. He's going to go do a little internship at Camp Dion and work with some other folks and come back and hopefully bring that knowledge back to us down here. But his place is not – actually, he told me, though, he's going to have some beers on tap at one of those new Louisville breweries.
Great Flood?
The one starts with an M. What's a new Louisville brewery that I think that starts with an M or something like that? Maybe it was on your site when you listed all the ones that were going to come out.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Well, the only one.
I'm not. I can't.
Maybe not an M. Maybe I've heard it again.
It would be
Bannerman.
Bannerman.
Yeah.
Maybe that may be it. Yeah.
Bannerman. Yeah. Bannerman is Corey's new brewery that's coming up, and it's going to be in Butchertown. Yeah. They may, but
I think he says he's going to have a couple taps on there of his own stuff.
Okay. So, with this conference, how many people are you looking to get? Like, what would be like when you started? When this was an idea in your head, what was the number of people that you wanted to attend?
I got a space for 250 people.
Okay, so 250.
If we get in that area, if we're between 200 or so, I'm happy. It was never meant to be something enormous. Always intimate, close. People can hang out together, talk with each other, go to Country Boy night before, go to the other places afterwards, and get to know each other a little bit better, and also have a chance to interact with the brewers and writers. So we will hit that number.
I would think with the these writers that you have. On the
huge
I would think you'd break.
Talk about Stan Ramon is a major beer writer,
right?
Written books
and shit. Roger Baylor.
Roll out the red carpet.
How did you get that guy?
Which one,
Roger Baylor?
We love you, Roger.
How did I get Roger? That he was the hardest one. He put up a big fight.
I bet you have to go through his people, his agent.
I knew back then that Kona was coming to Kentucky. And offer to get him a case.
Nice.
You know what? I may buy a case of Kona and hand deliver it to his house.
That would be awesome.
And you should just set it on his doorstep the night before and let him wake up when he gets a paper.
Press releases, you publish press releases.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go check and see how much Miller owns of your.
And speaking, this is a great transition. We'll get back to the conference, but I know Scott over here looked into Terrapin's thinking about coming here.
Yep.
And yeah. Terrapin.
That was out on Beer Pulse yesterday, I think.
Yeah. And Scott did some research. What'd you find out?
What I found was I went back and I looked, and I think the article I read was 2011. And basically, they wanted to get a loan, and I don't think they could get a loan for what they wanted. And I think they were looking to do about
loans
especially one for $4 to $5 million to expand your space and your production so you can expand distribution. And so basically, what happened is somehow they ended hooked up with Miller Coors. 10th and whatever, I guess, is the
district.
Yeah. And so, they approached them about the loan, and then they're like, well, why don't you just take a small minority ownership in this rather than giving us money? And where the win they say for them is it eases their debt, and they can go ahead and expand get their expansion going.
But I mean, they're not telling them, oh, don't brew this way. You got to change your recipe to. I mean, they're not.
No, I mean,
having that tiny amount of ownership. No, is not
if you spend, it's all in what you want to believe. Everything on the internet's true, but I read it and I read what the dudes that own it and so.
And fuck, I mean, Moohoo is one of my favorite.
Dude, I had the white chocolate Moohoo at. And I had, what was the other one? Oh, the Center Old Wake and Bake. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. My philosophy is you can bitch and moan about all you want, but you know what? You can bitch about it, but there's going to be 500 more people that are enjoying it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we lined up Black Thursday, thousands of people. Yeah. Nobody cared as InBev.
I'll tell you what, their product.
I mean, brewers do, and I can understand that.
Some do.
I mean,
Cruz doesn't. Cruz loves.
No, absolutely.
I mean, Cruz says, Bourbon County is one of the best beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough to get to drink Terrapin beers at beer festivals about every 4 to 5 months somewhere in Tennessee, or 4 to 5 weeks. Sorry, and I mean their beers are awesome. I mean, I can't help who has a 25% or less majority ownership.
Yeah,
the beer's fucking good.
Right.
At the end of the day.
And that's what sells beer.
So, Jeff, you're going to have a wide population.
It won't make me stop drinking it.
Wide population of attendees. There's going to be beer geeks. There's going to be some people that, work in the brewing industry.
Yeah.
What would you
– some acronym.
If you could have any message for people that, when they walk away from this, what would it be? If you walk away from this, I want you to at least figure it out.
Well, I mean, in addition to all the reasons we go to beer events, right, to basically drink beer, there's some other stuff going on in the beer industry, and I want to focus on, I want people to walk away thinking, wow, there are a lot of interesting ideas, historical reflection, cultural reflection, a lot of interesting things going on in terms of what people are thinking about in craft beer. If you think about Stan's writing and the way he thinks about concepts like terroir and appellation and how it applies to beer and how it tries to complicate matters, if you think about what All About Beer did for the industry for a long time, with Julie coming, before there was this huge – All About Beer's magazines existed long before the last 25 years or so of this renaissance. So there's a lot of – or you think what Terry did with women brewers and bringing them together to form Pink Ladies. There's a lot of interesting things going on conceptually, ideas that we want people to also walk away thinking, wow, there's something else going on here too. I mean, I'm a nerd. I'm into the nerd stuff too. I'm following every day on my RSS feeds, every little release, and I get crazy and I line up and I do all that other stuff. But there's some other interesting stuff going on here, like Smith Steele's History of IPA. You learn a lot about this industry. Where it came from, didn't just spring up overnight, and it brings a lot of traditions and stuff with it.
Right.
So you claiming to be a nerd, which I am also a nerd.
Do you meet guys at truck stops and rest areas like John does? Just
for beer.
That truck stop.
Like we're sitting here with this beer, and I'm like, where did you get that from? And where did you say it came from?
Came from Ryan Guys.
Yeah, in Cincinnati. I go, you haven't been to Cincinnati. Where did you get this from? And he's like getting ready to say, I'm like, you met another dude at a rest area, didn't you?
Yeah.
Beer dude 41169.
Yeah, beer boy 418 IPA at the
mail on Friday, you know, local swap trades where you just people say, okay, yeah, you know, you send a bunch of local things. I send a bunch of local things. And
at least you're doing it through the mail. King's going out and meeting dudes like at truck stops and stuff. So, hey, you know, whatever.
Get some chili cheese Fritos and a couple good beers. climb up in a cab.
In a big rig and get your beer from across the country.
Hey, five and dime, rolling but down see, you the know, line.
The trading thing that some brewers have an issue with. You're trading local beers, helping the community.
Not brewers.
And for the record, I don't care about trading beer. I just like to make fun of John King.
Well, that's how I know Jeff is through Beer Advocate and different Facebook.
You guys met at Big Bone Lick State Park an in-person trade.
Jeff maybe a Big Bone Lick.
A couple times.
So
the big question at this conference, are we done with the truck stop
and making fun of John King?
Yeah. Sure. No, we're never done with that.
Right.
The big question is, will there be beer served at this event? What's the status on, since it's at a university?
Between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the University of Kentucky campus, there will be no beer.
Oh. Flat.
I say, can I bring BYOB?
Can I tune this in over at the bar at Country Boy so we can just watch it over there?
Live simulcast. We know some guys that could maybe help you with
no
that.
No beer on campus.
Beer on campus. That's a bummer.
That's unfortunate.
But if you want some Jack's Pizza and pizza rolls afterwards, everyone's going to Jeff Rice's house. Yeah.
Jack's Pizza?
I gave a talk in Chicago at DePaul a few months ago, and the person who sponsored me brought in beer into the auditorium for everyone to drink while I was talking. So
if it was me, I would take a coffee cup. I would take a coffee cup, put it in my car, and drink all day long. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So there's ways around things.
Yeah. Was it difficult rounding up these guests like Garrett Oliver and Mitch Steele?
Surprisingly not. I was very surprised.
Shoot them an email.
I'm in the industry, right? They don't know me. If I'm holding an academic conference, I reach out to people. They may know who I am from my work or writings, or we may know each other. But here, these people don't know who I am.
Sure.
And I sent out emails. This is what I want to do. Did I ask Garrett first? Because I wanted him to be the keynote, obviously. Mm-hmm. And except only one person said no. And so that means I asked 8 people.
Right.
And one said no.
That's great.
So that was pretty amazing to me and really a big surprise.
So Roger,
I don't know why they said yes. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But I'm happy
because
they
did. At a university, and I don't know. I think it's
not that common, for universities to be bringing in brewers and some of these writers and saying, hey, would you like to come here and be part of a one-day event?
It's not like you're renting out the Elks Lodge or whatever and trying to hold an event there. This is like legitimate.
If I tried to do a food event, it would be insane because – if you try to get Michael Pollan, let's say Michael Pollan is the equivalent of Garrett Oliver. You know Michael Pollan, the food writer?
I have no idea who that is.
All that.
No.
Well, if I was to get him, someone like him, and he's the equivalent in the food writing industry, he'd cost $30,000 to bring to campus.
Right. Wow.
Which is a lot more than I'm paying anybody.
Oh, sure. Even Roger?
Yeah, what's Roger Baylor fee to get him up there? All right, what was it you were getting him? You said just a few minutes ago.
New beard beads.
What?
New beard beads.
Oh, okay, right on.
You know,
yeah, that whole David Allen Coe thing.
Yeah.
But
you know, Roger does write a lot.
He does write a lot.
Weekly.
He does
for Louisville.
I was reading Roger
now.
When I lived in Missouri and reading his blog back then, so I already knew about there was some grumpy, angry local
curmudgeon
first person in Louisville and. We had stopped at New Albanian a few times going through the area, so I knew who I didn't know him personally, but
sure,
I knew who.
But
he
you
was.
Knew of him,
so
which I think a lot of people do.
Would you rather? Because I'd like to either take a poll. Would you rather read a lengthy thing or watch a short video when it comes to beer
in life? On beer
or like beer pulse? Beer pulse usually very short, get to the point,
sweet to the point.
Yeah, I mean, would you preference like Roger? You know, generally, you know, he's a good writer, writes longer, or just boom, boom, boom. Here's the point.
Depends, I guess. Have you seen some of the Stone videos? Like when they were doing the Fark one, what was that called? What was that for that?
Farkin,
when they did Will
Wheaton.
God damn it.
Yeah, Wheaton. When they did that one, they did a really funny video for that. New Belgium videos are a little more intense, not as funny.
Right.
It depends. You could. I like to see more beer videos. Some of the brewers are doing interesting stuff when they put out little videos. Boulevard puts out videos all the time of what's going on over there.
You think New Albanian's working on humor. A video for that special beer that they're releasing Tuesday?
I don't know because I don't think there is a special beer that's coming out Tuesday.
I don't know. I think you need to contact our guy over there.
Our guy.
Yeah. Because I have a feeling Roger Baylor is going to be like wearing a bear suit, waving people into New Albanian.
I don't know.
Beer.
We'll
free beer,
dude. We'll know, man. We're going to be camped out,
or
it'll be he'll hire us to,
or he's just wearing going to be in his underwear with like a big censored sign over his crotch.
All right, let's ask him something else, John.
So the beer crawl thing that is after the event, is that like a bus thing or is it like a caravan? What's the story on that?
That's more of like on your own, make it to these places. We'll have in the program, like, let's go here first, let's go there first. Kind of thing, and get some folks. There are going to be a lot of out-of-town folks, maybe not new to you guys, but some out-of-town folks who've never been to Beer Trap, Blue Stallion, or West Six. And so we can so at the same time, we can introduce some folks to the kind of beer that's being brewed in Lexington and all the interesting things that are going on down here.
So I know Country Boy is doing an event, but also Against the Grain is doing an event as well. They're going to be at the Beer Trap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you're from
Lexington. The night before.
What's Against the Grain? What do they have on tap, you know?
I can't tell you. Maybe if you listen to our next podcast, we may give you a teaser. Oh. Now, I know you come to Louisville sometimes, but, you know, you got kids, family. You don't get to come as much as you'd want to. But here's what you need.
He's married, dude.
Yeah. I just got that
fifth
one.
Grade humor. You just got that.
Fifth grade humor.
I thought that's why you said that, John.
I just reverted back. I've been professional
this
whole time.
I know. What the fuck?
Sorry. Man.
But
listeners.
One thing you need to do, and you need to put it on your to-do list, because I've been the past 2 weeks in a row, is that Against the Grain does a brunch now. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's none of the regular stuff that's on their menu.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have their build your own bloody bar, which is a Bloody Mary, which I don't drink.
Build your own bloody show. You're up in the brew house trying to recreate bloody show.
That's disgusting.
I think I'll just drink it, man.
And then
John Worth just said to recreate your own bloody show.
I know.
And then you said, I'll drink it. I'll just drink it.
Yeah, I will.
So there you go.
All right, let me go back to what I was saying. The menu features a Smokehouse Benedict, a perfectly prepared poached egg. Nested in a bed of greens.
Nested.
On a grit cake with our house smoke Memphis style pulled pork and drizzled, just like Scotty drizzled it today, with our house barbecue sauce.
Oh, man.
Or you can do my personal favorite, Southern fried chicken on smoked Gouda grits.
I like fried chicken, man.
Yeah.
And those grits, I'm sure. I love cheese grits.
Yeah, because they've had this theme for a while, the brunch so hard.
Yeah.
And then they play records while you're brunching.
Yeah. So who's the DJ there? It's
Clay Baker.
Free Your Mind, dude, or no? Clay
Free
Baker.
Your Mind. Yeah. Okay, DJs. Yeah. No, it's Clay Baker.
You're way out of the whole DJ realm, John. You've got three children and look 50 years old.
I look 50.
I mean, you look way older than both of us.
Do I look 50, John?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
You don't look.
Yes, you do.
I don't look a day over 40.
No,
five.
You don't. So. Let's go to what we're talking about.
Rapid fire. with John King.
Oh, I guess we're going in rapid fire.
Wow. Yeah. I thought that was a signal.
That was a signal. Jeff Rice.
What, he pulled his pants
down? How much
down?
Would it take for you to shop at Kroger?
You could give me $1 million maybe or something.
And then you, because you are you more a food nerd or beer nerd?
I'm both. Who shops at, you guys shop at Kroger?
Well, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Buy, what can you buy at Kroger? What is there at Kroger?
Same thing.
There's
you
a
get
good
a
cheese. Cheese stuff. Here Kroger's at Kroger
now. I'm better than that Murray's cheese deal they did, but otherwise,
not all of us can Kroger. Go. Not all of us can go to Whole Foods and drop.
Can you get there? Yeah. Our sink was clogged the other day. I got some Drano.
From Whole Foods? Was it all organic?
Was it all organic? Was it a hipster sticking his skinny arm down nearby grabbing it?
I don't know. Did you go up to Lexington and stick your arm down his pipe?
Have you seen these pipes? These aren't skinny.
He's not a hipster, man.
No.
Oh, come on.
Dude, that, listen, hipster's the most
I hate that word,
just dumbest applied word there is. I mean, people that say, John, if you say he's a hipster, you need to roll over to Germantown and check out some hipsters because he may live there, but he's no hipster.
All right. Have you ever, in class, since you're a professor, have you ever had someone play Hot for Teacher when you walked in?
I wish.
You wish.
I wish. I'd say something about my cowboy boots.
Maybe we'll play at the craft beer.
Do you wear cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a 5'6", 5'7" guy wearing cowboy boots.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
You mean
I thought you were 6'6". The website said you were 6'6".
You look much bigger on the screen, Jeff.
Your Match.com profile, which we just pulled up, says that you're...
One of my buddies who's a professor at U of L has beer in his office in his fridge. We won't say his name, but do you have any beer in your fridge at UK?
To the UK administrators and the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, I do not have any alcohol in my office at any time.
Good answer.
Why are you are you nodding when you're telling us?
When you wink when you talk, what does that mean necessarily?
Do you think Eli Capiluto listens to this podcast?
The Dr. Jeff? Capiluto, president of the University of Kentucky, there is no alcohol in my office at this time.
If you had a choice, doesn't matter university, but for the beer, to live in Louisville or Lexington, which would you do?
No contest, Lexington, man. Lexington's like heaven on earth, man. One of the great cities of the United States is Lexington, Kentucky.
I'll defend it with you, dude.
I know you love UK and the Wildcats, and you want to come here and live.
So what is what would you say your favorite beer in the state of Kentucky is? That's a Kentucky-made beer.
A Kentucky? Well, did you guys have did you have Country Boys Infinite Sadness or Prescription X? Those were
the Infinite Sadness. Wasn't that the barrel-aged black IPA?
Yeah.
I had that. That was pretty awesome.
That was awesome. I thought Prescription X was a big Imperial Pappy Stout. That was awesome. I thought 70K and, of course, Bone Lib. Yeah, just fantastic. I got them. I just picked up those Rick Astley Against the Grains the other day, so I haven't tried them yet.
Pretty tasty.
I'd never give them up. I just enjoy them. Yeah. So, why is your blog named Make Mine Potato or Make Whatever Potato something?
I like potato.
You like potatoes?
I think I'm the only 3-year-old boy who doesn't eat French fries.
Wow.
Wow.
Not eat French fries. Or any potato.
What's your favorite type of french fry?
Where's the elbow? You got Belgian frites, man. Belgian frites. Some kind of aioli, harissa aioli or something on it.
Mm. Yeah. What's your favorite beer outside the state of Kentucky?
My favorite beer outside the state of Kentucky? I don't know. I mean, lots of great beers out there, man. Cantillon is not so bad.
This is rapid fire. You have to name one.
This is the slowest rapid fire of my life.
It is,
maybe.
Yeah. This is slow fire.
This is Coles.
This is cool. I don't know, favorites, you know. Do you have favorite beers? I don't know. There's so much amazing stuff, man.
Sure.
Sure.
That is a hard question.
It is kind of a hard
question. You've been to Wicked Weed. What's your favorite Wicked Weed beer?
It is their...
The Freak.
The Freak?
Freak.
Freak is hands down favorite. They did a
thank you.
They had a cherry sour, which was actually really good. So, but speaking of favorite beers, let's talk about the beers that we may be consuming right now.
Oh my God, I'm pitching a tent.
Here it is.
What are you having?
That's my wife, Jeff.
I love this show.
Just so you know.
She'll call you later, dude. He's got if you have PayPal,
get in line.
He can hook you up. I got her tonight at 10:30.
Yeah, get in line because she's got a crazy schedule tonight.
Jeff, what are you drinking on your side in Lexington?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm drinking a Foothills People's Porter.
It's a good beer.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Here's what we're drinking in Louisville. The first beer we had was Three Floyds Permanent Funeral.
Delicious.
Beautiful. Phenomenal. Then we have two little howlers from Rheingeist in Cincinnati. We're drinking the Pure Fury, which is a pale ale, and then also Gramps, which is a barley
wine. Great
name.
Yeah, I feel really uncomfortable drinking that beer.
Drinking Gramps.
I love the way Gramps feels in my mouth.
I don't.
Gramps' mouth feel is awesome.
Then we have Bell's Double Cream, some BBC Dark Star, and then some homebrew as well.
And some homebrew from my buddy CJ up the street.
CJ.
And he is rocking the homebrew.
It's a little bit of a sour. It's like a dark sour.
Very delicious. But yeah, he's making good shit up there.
That's what we're drinking right now. And on the beer scene coming out shortly, we have Founders Russian Imperial Stout that's going to be out. Also, Bell's Hop Slam should be
coming
through.
Like Monday, I think.
Bell's Black Note should be coming. Jeff, you know, you're on the pulse as well, and you know any new releases that are coming out?
Is it Black Note going to be here in bottles or just draft?
Black Note should be here in bottles because if I recall, Black Note came about early February last year because it was around the cyclocross world championship.
We got Deschutes this week coming up. And
yeah, Deschutes is going to be coming in town. Now, Uinta should be coming out as well. It's only on
draft. That's not in bottles where you are yet?
No, we haven't got it. Have you?
You guys have it?
Here already. Yeah, we got the bottles. The Black IPA, the Hop Notch.
Doobie.
Lager.
Nice. Doobie.
In the wild.
Yeah, well, apparently it's in kegs here because Todd Ferris of Liquor Barn was telling me they've already went through a couple kegs of Doobie.
It was on kegs for a couple weeks here, and then the bottles came in Friday.
How many Doobies have you went through?
I went through none. I haven't saw it yet.
All right.
So back to the
podcast.
The event. Yeah, back to the podcast. Right. So how many people have registered?
Victory should be in soon this month, right?
Say it again?
Victory, yeah, Victory should be here.
Yeah. We're getting all kinds of good shit. Kona. Yeah.
Kona!
You guys hear about that?
I'm camping out at Value Market for the Kona River City delivery. Who has that? Who got Kona? Do you know?
I think it's Beer House, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, whatever, I'm camping out.
There's also...
What about the... you guys know the rumors of Lazy Magnolia?
No.
From Mississippi?
Yeah.
What is that? What's their famous beer?
The pecan? Southern pecan?
Yeah. I've had that a bunch of times.
Can you go over their ownership? Real quick.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about all them if they're owners or investors.
I need all the investors listed.
I think someone's aunt and the grandma.
We need to start properly vetting people before we drink any of this shit. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of AB InBev Miller, I noticed that there was a bunch of big beer trucks in some location.
Yeah, what was that about?
I ran by and I was like, why is there so many of the same beer trucks? And there was Sweetwater, there was Schlafly, there was just a ton. Apparently, Miller's coming out. Was it Miller with like a 7% beer, like a lager? Like they're trying to, rival the Black Crown of Budweiser. So
I have no idea, dude.
About that.
You've got your
finger.
What's the
ownership of Miller? Is it 100% owned by Big Beer?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being a smartass now. So how many people have registered so far? Do you mind giving that number or no? You don't have to if you don't feel.
We're between 100 and 200 people right now.
Okay.
I got back and look, but we're doing all right. And
250?
It's when you hold events, people start registering closer to the event.
Dude, after this podcast, you're going to fucking blow up.
After this podcast, probably going to be thousands of people.
We're going to crash the UK server that thing's hosted on.
Yeah. Well, ours may crash from the Bullitt County trailer that our server runs
that it runs out of.
Yeah.
So I think that's all I got. Do you guys have any other questions for Mr.
No,
Rice?
We need to move on to the second topic that we're discussing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Louisville. The article in Leo, I wrote
Louisville.
It. Louisville. Louisville. The article where it said, interviewed Roger, and he went on a tangent, interviewed Leah as well, talked about...
Mentioned us.
Awesome. Also talked about Gordon Biersch.
That guy that works that was mentioned
used
there's not
work.
Been there in about 3 or 4 months, but
yeah, where's he at now?
I'm not sure. He's a really, really, really cool dude though. Awesome guy to talk to. He hasn't worked there in a while.
So it talked about the bubble here. And in my opinion, no, we're not burnout. If someone comes in, not even close. If someone comes in with the right niche,
burnout. And it's better to burn out than fade away, my friend.
If someone comes in with the right niche, they could crush this market. Like, here's my personal opinion. The fact that we don't get a lot of New Albanians good beer, like, as in different odd beer, the fact that we just get maybe Beaks, maybe Elector, maybe Hoptimus, mm-hmm. why aren't we getting more of that?
Right.
I get asked all the time. Because they make, in Bank Street and in R&D, they make a lot of good one-off stuff. I've never seen
it. Leaves the premises.
It never leaves premises. Yeah. I've never seen it on draft at River City or Boomba's or anywhere like that.
Yeah.
So obviously they could be crushing it. They could be crushing it, but they're not right now. Yeah. So
wait until the special ale comes out.
Oh my God,
the censored ale.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be camped out with you guys over there on the sidewalk.
We could eat some s'mores.
What are you going to bring to eat?
So
I'll bring some of these nuts and some beer cheese. How's that sound?
Some of these nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And beer cheese.
So I read the article. I think a lot of it was, I don't know. I think it was more of a promotion of the craft industry on the article rather than is there too much going on? Because if you asked any beer geek people here in town, they would say, no, there should be a lot more. Yeah. If we had three or four more against the grains or how they approach things, right. We'd be phenomenal.
I agree. But what you got to think when and you know, outside of the dudes, you know, the Gordon Biersch thing. I mean, it was still, I mean, an all right article, but I mean, you got to think about it. You're operating on a different level and thinking on a different level than like most people who are into beer are that are getting the Leo. Yeah. Leo's sending out 35,000 copies every Tuesday, Wednesday. How many people are operating on the beer level you are around here? That's just what I'm saying.
No, because no one's as fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean,
true.
And no one's. Damn, right. I mean, you're quite the dildo, also. But I failed to mention that as well. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you operate on a different level, and I'm not defending the article, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, I just think about that when I read the articles. I'm like, you know, who's reading this? Who's it going out to? And it's going 35,000 copies of the Leo, and it's basically a basic local beer article.
Right.
From what I thought. But you know, and I thought it was okay.
I did some research, and the Louisville population is 253, a quarter of a million people, and we have 7 breweries here. So that's 1 brewery for every 36,000 people. Asheville, on the other hand, 85,000 population and 25-ish breweries. So that's 1 brewery for every 3,000.
But you got to count the metro too, man. Like there's people drinking beer outside of, you know, the Watterson.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
but,
I mean,
if you even with those numbers, yeah.
Jeff, go ahead.
What were you saying, Jeff?
Don't you have a million people in Louisville?
Yeah, if you count the metro, and that's like the 5 or 6 counties that surround, that count Louisville and that surround, I think it's 6 counties total. People,
how many people do you think drink craft beer in Louisville? Is it 5% of the market yet?
It's hard to tell. I don't have any idea on that.
I would say no. No.
You'd say it was less?
Oh, yeah.
If you think of the entire population,
right?
I would say no.
I mean, I would say the demographic is 25 to – how old are you, Worth?
50. 40. Looks 40,
41
looks
next 56. Saturday.
Your
that was on
up?
The beer calendar. Yeah, that should have been on the beer
your
calendar.
Your birthday?
My birthday, the 18th.
Does your wife have any special, like, negligee ready?
Is she getting the is she preparing the nano for the for your anniversary?
Probably so.
The rubber suit pressed
it's
and
being
steamed.
Dry cleaned
nanos
right now.
Are prepped.
The zipper is
worth 51st birthday party.
51st.
Jesus, my dad's
you're awesome. Old. No, 41st.
So that, it was just a recent article that came out, and it's I think it was more of an advertisement for the local brewers, like with Great Flood and things that like that, rather than are we questioning how busy we are in the craft beer community. So
yeah,
it was a good article. It you know does good things, but you know,
well,
I think
we can speak personally from what we know. I mean, beer's on fire. It's on fire in this town. It's on fire everywhere, and there's way more growth for more breweries in town and in the state also.
Most people drink beer, don't drink craft beer.
Yeah.
97% of beer drinkers don't drink craft beer.
Right.
Yeah. And
we're here to change that, Jeff.
Just to let you know, Jeff, LouisvilleBeer.com is in the midst and working on a halfway to Louisville Craft Beer Week. and I will open my house to you for that half and the full Louisville Craft Beer Week. So if you can make some excuse with your wife, you're welcome to sleep on my couch or my air mattress.
Yeah. Can I use your bathroom when I'm there?
You can bring your school bus with you, dude. Yeah. Park it in John's John's bedroom.
Park your school bus.
That's awesome. Is that a when you say park your school bus?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Exactly. We were looking around his basement a minute ago, and there was a school bus.
Yeah.
So you know, for everybody playing at home,
right? They can't see Jeff via Skype,
right?
Which when are we starting the video podcast? I think we should do that.
I'm going to wear a mask the entire time.
A luchador mask?
No, maybe just some sort of Halloween mask.
That'd be awesome. Like an old school, like yeah. Superman.
Then I could reveal myself at some beer event to who I really am.
Here's what I was thinking: our 21st edition of the podcast.
We're going to invite some 21-year-olds.
Is it Tish?
It is Tish, isn't it?
It's Tish.
I was thinking we should do like an on-location thing since it's our 21st.
Well, the next one is the 28th. You know, we talked about potentially doing it in ABC for their inception, reception, contraception, whatever the event is for Hoptimus.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, if you were in the Bluegrass Beer Geeks, you might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep up with some of this stuff.
I'm good.
Are you in the Bluegrass Beer Geeks?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I added Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
I am.
All right, awesome.
It's all right, group.
It is.
You know,
we just re-added you, and we re-added you, and then also, sadly, we...
You did not. Did you purge?
We purged.
You have purged.
We purged.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, well, we can't talk about this on the podcast.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of like that uncensored ale that's happening. We can't tell anyone.
Yeah, we can't tell anyone.
It's under lock
if
and
we
key.
Told you, we'd have to cut your ball sack off.
Right. Yeah, well, don't tell me. Keep that to yourself.
So, podcast, that's all. That's I think that's all we got.
Jeff? Dude, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Good luck, see you in about a month.
Yeah, looking forward
to it. Thanks for your support, guys, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to put the link to register on our show notes on the website once this podcast is released on Tuesday. And I'm your host, John Worth.
John King.
Scott Likens over there.
Hey, I'm out.
Yeah.
Taste.
Thanks.